And good morning. Welcome to County Edition on 1590 KVGB 95.5 FM. It's time for County Edition. We get you up to date on what's going on in Barton County, also at the Barton County Health Department. And to help us do that is Barton County Health Director Karen Winkleman back in studio. I haven't seen you for a while.
I know.
It's good to have you back over here, and we've got a lot of things to talk about today.
We really do. We do. Thank you for having me.
Okay, we've got a lot of events that we're going to go over today that are upcoming that are brought to you by the health department, some great opportunities. But I did want to go ahead and start with the community needs health assessments.
Yes.
So tell me, first of all, remind us, you know, what this is and what goes into it.
Community health needs assessment. It sounds like a big jumble of words, but basically what it boils down to is it's just what it says. It's a needs assessment to assess each community and see what needs are not being met, and also to look at needs that have been met. This helps identify gaps. We participated in one with University of Kansas, KU, and finished that one up. And now we are working with Ellenwood District Hospital with their new facility coming. They're looking forward to having the results of that. Next month, we go to Clara Barton Hospital. We've been invited there, and we'll see what their community needs are. And then we get a good overall picture of Barton County.
Okay, so you're talking with the healthcare providers and what they're seeing out there in the field. So this isn't like a survey you having to go down.
It can come in a multitude of, okay, of ways of collecting information. Data collection can be done through a survey, and sometimes that is the method. Sometimes it's focus groups where you just have one particular group of people to see what their needs are. Sometimes it's a town hall meeting where the whole community is invited to come. Hospitals are required to do a community health needs assessment every 3 years.
Okay.
And health departments are every 2 years. So we sort of slide in there, and it's so fortunate that we get invited to those because, again, it's Barton County, so we get information from the whole county.
So this information then is taken, and then University of Kansas deciphers it and puts it into different categories and things like that?
Correct. And now Ellenwood, I think they finished up their data collection, and okay, now they're having it analyzed and going to come out in a nice little format for them. What helps us, too, is when we write grants, we can use that documentation as supporting documentation to hopefully help us fill those gaps.
Okay, so this will be, Ellenwood will have theirs, and Hoyston will have theirs, and the health department will have yours. Do they do like a, and take those three and just put them all together for?
We do, in
okay,
a sense.
Okay, right,
yes,
okay.
Yes, we do, in a sense. It's not like one nice little booklet of all of Barton County's, because there are different methods of collecting and the interpretation of the data. So we have to really kind of dissect it ourselves and see what's needed. Interesting, when we were in Ellenwood, it's hard to think of just the Ellenwood community. There were things that I felt needed to be brought up, and it's like, but we're talking Ellenwood community. What are their mm-hmm. needs for their individual communities? So it's interesting.
So if you have Clara Barton, and both those facilities handle people from all over Barton County, probably some outside the county and things like that. Mm-hmm. From past reports, have they varied a lot? Like, you'd be surprised. Said, well, they're not that far apart, but mm-hmm. they've got different issues here than they do over there, or vice
right.
versa.
You see a lot of commonality. And the questions that are asked, you're looking for specific information. So one of the survey questions might be, where do you obtain most of your health care from? You know, and it might list the different community access points. But I think overall, if you look at it from an umbrella kind of standpoint, we have a lot of common. It's common. Mental health access, transportation to get to appointments or to get to those specialist appointments out of town. Another one has been access to healthy foods, you know, farmers markets mm-hmm. and things like that. So
the University of Kansas will do one as well, I'm sure.
Yes. In fact, theirs is already done.
Okay. Have you seen the results on that yet?
I've seen some. Okay. Yes. Mm-hmm. And those are the common things that came up there, too.
Okay. So the last time we did this was 2 years ago.
I want to say we've had some small little survey type assessments, but with COVID happening there, we sort of were granted a little extension there.
So you use this report to figure out, okay, what programs are important that maybe we add or maybe some that aren't as important?
Mm-hmm. And, you know, farmers market. Access to healthy foods. How can we make that more accessible to the population? Is it a problem of transportation getting to the farmer's mm-hmm. market? Do we need to look at other ways to get that food out? Mental health. Is that something that we can speed up the process and get people in when they need to, whether it's an emergent basis or whether it's for an appointment or if they're in crisis, do they have to wait a week to be seen? So, you know, those kind of things. And then it elicits good conversation with our partners.
And the grants, yes. Which is very important for the health department.
Yes. It seems like since COVID that a lot of the grants are wanting them to, the financial part of it, to go through public health. And so if we're able to do the work, obviously we do it. If we can be the financial component of that, the financial agent, and have someone in the community that is able to do that work, we will also work in that direction. So there's a multitude of ways that we can accomplish some of these findings.
Well, you know, when you think about some other areas of the state that are probably underserved, I guess we ought to feel pretty fortunate here in Barton County. We have, you know, Ellenwood District Hospital, we have Clara Barton, we have University of Kansas Health Systems. We've got a lot here.
We really do. We cannot complain for a county our size to have three hospitals. That's huge. And then we have close. I mean, we have Ellsworth, we have Pawnee County. We're really lucky.
Lest we forget those, yes. Very, very good. So with grants and things like that, when is grant season? I mean, you know, when are we submitting these and when do we find out, and how does that fit into your budgeting process?
Well, the grants that we typically apply for are our pretty standard programs, and that we call our aid to local, which is funneled through KDHE, whether it's state funding or federal funding. And their fiscal year is from July 1st through June 30th. So all of those applications were due by April 15th. We got them in on time. Now we're just waiting to see what the award amounts could be. And that usually doesn't happen until about the end of May, first part of June. So we're kind of scrambling then to look at budgets, look at wages, and how that all plays out. There are other grants out there that go by calendar year. So then you look at January to December. So they're due at a different time. And then we have our WIC grant, and that operates from October 1st to September 30th. So needless to say, there's a lot of moving parts when you talk about grants.
Now, we always call it the Barton County Health Department, but you do services in conjunction with some other surrounding counties we share services with?
We do. We contract with other counties for the WIC program. We contract out our dietitian, and she goes to Pawnee County and provides services for their WIC program. And also Stafford County, we contract out a dietitian. Our child care licensing serves six different counties surrounding Barton County, so she's on the road a lot. But we're the size of health department that we feel we can do that, and the state encourages us to do that.
Okay, Karen Winkleman with us here from the Barton County Health Director in on County Edition today. We'll have more of the show coming up right after this. Karen Winkleman with us, Barton County Health Director here on County Edition today. Okay, you've got a lot of talented RNs, a lot of the talented people to work at the health department, but we went over a lot of different things. There's a lot of administrative stuff going on over there. I mean, my goodness.
There is.
Yeah, I was going to say. You know, not only besides health, but, you know, we've got grant writing, we've got budgets, we've got to teach.
We have events coming up that have to be scheduled.
Yes.
A lot of updates from KDHE. We still have at least 3 to 4 meetings a week. So there's a lot happening.
Well, let's talk about some of those events that are coming up here. And coming up here on Saturday, April 27th, a wildly successful program. And that has been DEA National Drug Takeback Day.
Yes. This is held on a Saturday, and we hold it in the spring, in April, usually the very last of April and the very last of October. This actually is the sheriff's office. They are the lead in this program. We just tag along and try to get all the things in order and be ready for it and help advertise. But to this event, you can bring any kind of unneeded or unused, expired medication, and it's a safe disposal. Do not have to take them out of the containers. You can leave them in. You can leave the label on. We do not go through them. It's put directly into a box with a liner. And at the end of the day, it is all tied up and sealed, taken to law enforcement for them to keep it overnight. And then usually it's Monday morning when it has to be transported by law enforcement to Wichita.
And then Brian Bellendier bravely heads to Wichita with a lot. I asked him if he needed cars to go with him, but he said, no, I've been safe so far. So that's coming up 10 to 2, east side of the Barton County Courthouse, right on Kansas Avenue. Keep them safe, clean them out, take them back. It is DEA National RX Drug Take Back Day. Another event coming up. This is the Community Baby Shower. It's the 4th annual Community Baby Shower, 4 to 6:30, and this is going to take place in June, 4th annual. So usually if you bring one back and make it an annual, it's been a pretty good event for you.
It has been a very good event, and I hesitated to bring this with this not happening until June, but you will have some more information prior to then.
Okay.
Just wanted people to get it on their calendar. This is an event that we're going to try to have outside again on the Jack Kilby Square. If weather permitting, mm-hmm. If there's a problem, we have a backup plan for an indoor. But this is provided. We have usually about 20 vendors that come to this event and provide new and expectant parents and their support people, along with other community service providers, information, education, a lot of giveaways, daddy relay games. We have daddy's strolling dolls and changing diapers and a lot of fun.
I'd finish last in that one. I'm telling you that right now. So
we also do like safe sleep training, which is very, very important. We don't do it alone. We have partners. We have the Children's Service League, Healthy Families, and the Great Bend Fire EMS has also been very instrumental in helping us with those educational components.
So a whole day, 4 to 6, well, not a whole day, but 4 to 6:30. That's, again, Thursday, June 13th at Jack Kilby Square. That is a Thursday night, so is that playing into the farmer's market?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So when's that start?
So. It actually starts the very end of May. I want to say possibly the 23rd.
Okay.
It's
okay.
A Thursday.
So is... kind of talk about that a little bit. We're going to have I'll just let you go instead of me asking questions. I don't know what I'm talking about. So
farmers market, we have vendors that come with homemade items, whether it be cinnamon rolls, whether it be homemade soaps, honey, and then of course garden produce. And Caitlin Sigler is our supervisory person that coordinates all of that. She does a very good job.
So that's going to be Thursdays.
Thursday evenings.
Coming in toward the end of May. Okay. Mm-hmm. What else is going on at the health department right now?
Oh, we are going through a remodel here soon in a couple of weeks. We're going to remodel our nurses' clinical area, which we are very excited about. We have wanted to do that for the last few years, and it's coming to reality now. But the thing that we're going to notice, and probably the community will notice, is that we're going to be a little bit limited on providing services. We're going to try to keep the clinic open as much as we can. There probably will be about a week, probably the second week of April, and we'll get it out in the media. But most likely, our contractor wants to come in and just do a big part of the demolition, and that way not interrupt us and we don't interrupt them. So there may be a week that we may not be able to provide services. However, our doors will be open for people to come in with questions and that kind of thing. During that time, several of the nurses are going to a training out of town on infectious diseases. So the timing was perfect. It's not like we're going to be sitting, doing nothing. Along with that, May also comes a lot of training obligations. We have an immunization conference. That's a 4-day conference, and we'll have two nurses going to that. Our grant requires that. We have a safe sleep conference that we will be sending 3 staff to. And a couple other, we are going to participate in the Mental Health Awareness Day. Okay. The center has invited us to participate in that. We are also planning to go to the commissioners the first of, I think it's like May 7th possibly, and talk about our Central Kansas debriefing team peer support on mental health. So a lot coming up in May.
Central Kansas debriefing team.
Yes.
What's that?
It's a team of professionals, and a therapist actually is the coordinator of it. And then there are other people on it, but it's geared towards being a support for first responders and having an outlet for them to debrief, to have that peer support person. And hopefully by doing that, we keep them in those roles.
Okay.
Because it's a very, very hard position to be in sometime.
Karen Winkleman with us, Barton County Health Director on County Edition today. We will be back with more right after this. All right, Karen Winkleman with us here on County Edition today. How was flu season this year? I haven't got to talk to you in a while. I mean, did we hit it pretty good, or
yes,
as far as
did.
The vaccine this year?
We did. You can still get flu vaccine until June 30th, and there's still a little bit of circulating, but it has really dropped off. We expect it to this time of year. We've already talked to our pharmaceutical reps for pre-booking for the next season. Anticipated shipment is the end of August, September. So, you know, there's really not a downtime with that anymore.
I didn't get sick. Now, of course, watch it, then I'll go down. That's with, like, grandchildren going through. They're like, you know, germ warfare. So I guess it must have hit right on. I don't know. Mm-hmm. At least it worked for me, but, you know, not everyone's as, you know, healthy individual as I am, right? So, okay. So when's it start too early? You're going to have kids that are going to be going into school next year. What about, now's the time to start looking ahead?
Now's the time to do that. As you prepare for enrollment, as long as they're 4 years old, they can get what we used to refer to as their kindergarten vaccines. Now's the time to do it though, because summer you get so busy, vacations, just your schedule's totally different. So do it now and not wait till the end of July and we become packed at that time and there's a long wait.
Okay. And the health department does all kinds of services you may not be aware of, but you can go to bartoncounty.org and go to the health department tab, and you might be surprised on everything that you guys do down there. Like, I mean, you can go get a blood screen down there if you need to.
You can. You can bring your car and your child seat in it and make sure that it's installed properly. You can come and talk about child care licensing if you want to become a child care provider. there's just a lot.
A lot of things there. Karen, thanks for coming in today and sharing with the updates and the community needs assessment program. That's my phone, by the way. It's from my friend Potential Spam, Karen. Okay, thanks a bunch for being in on the show today. It's County Edition on KVGB.